wrong, he said, in all matters of halacha, he says, but he said, you make males out of females and females out of males, because in the Hebrew language there are female nouns and male nouns, and you have to follow that all the way through. He says, ato mankiv schorim umaskir nekevis, which he says is an isser in the Torah to do. The original sex change operation. But the truth of the matter is that throughout the ages, reading Jewish literature, rabbinic literature, one does not become a strong grammarian. They did not pay much attention to the rules of Hebrew grammar. That's true if you go to Israel today, you'll see that the spoken Hebrew, just like spoken English, it has a great deal of grammatical error in it, but that becomes part of the normal usage almost, so that if you do say it correctly, they look at you. Now, Menachem in the Machberes set for us the principles of Hebrew grammar, and he set them in such a way Hebrew grammar. And the basic principles of Hebrew grammar, as we have it until today, are in that book. Rashi quotes him many times in his Perish to Chumash and Tanakh. Rashi always says, Umanachem Chibro. Menachem put it in the Machberes. He authored it as follows. And you'll find that Rashi was a great grammarian. All the good Rashis that you skipped in day school are probably the grammatical Rashis, where Rashi points out to us why it is written in the Torah that way. And there he uses Menachem extensively. It's obvious from the writings of Rashi that he was well aware of Menachem and well aware of the books that he wrote. The second man, Dunash ibn Labrat, did the same thing. Rashi quotes him also. Dunash ibn Labrat was a poet also of note. We have a number of his poems have survived. The poem Dror Yikra, which we recite on Shabbos, the Zmiris. Well, there his name is spelled in the acronym of the poem is Dunash. Or the poem that he wrote for a wedding. We recite, according to the custom of the Ashkenazim, we recite it at the Sheva Brochas. Dvai Hoser Vigam Choron, V'ozi Leim Bashir Yoron. That poem spells Dunash. And that's one verse of the poem. And according to many, the second verse of the poem, which is less known, is the verse that we recite for Sheva Brochas on Shabbos, because it does not have any element of personal prayer to it, whereas the first verse does. But in any event, Dunash was a famous poet. And Dunash and Menachem each felt sorry that they had devoted, as you can imagine, a great deal of their life to what essentially was the same project, but now came out in two different competing versions. Both of them were supported by Chasda ibn Shaprut. And the ideas of poetry that were laid, poetry and grammar that were laid down by these two famous Spanish Jews became the basis of all later Spanish Jewish poetry. I'm going to, God willing, one lecture, either the next one or two lectures from now, will be on simply on Spanish Jewish poetry, which is magnificent. The poetry of Rabbi Yehuda Alevi, of the Eben Ezra family, of Rabbi Shlomo ibn Gabirol, just enormously classical poetry, not necessarily on religious subjects per se, but as we will see, everything, all culture, everything in Jewish life eventually translates itself into Judaism, into religion. As no matter where it starts, that's where it ends. Now, I want to say also a few words about the Jewish inter-